From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, July 9th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Portland police say they've arrested a man who threatened to shoot customers at a restaurant in Portland this weekend. 25-year-old Anthony Labor was arrested on Monday. Detectives executed a search of Labor's apartment and say they found evidence of drug trafficking. Major Bob Martin says investigators also found firearm components and a fully automatic rifle.
This individual's guns were purchased through a licensed dealer probably at some point, and part of the investigation, whether or not it was him or somebody else that purchased them, if he purchased them after the fact from an individual, all those things will be investigated.
Labor was charged on making threats with a dangerous weapon and violating the conditions of his release. An appeals court has ruled against the operator of a dam along the Kennebec River, which had challenged a state decision denying it water quality certification. The state initially drafted a denial of the permit for the Chaumet Dam in 2021 as part of a relicensing process, pointing to concerns about the passage of endangered Atlantic salmon. And the Maine DEP denied an updated proposal that Brookfield submitted the next year, saying that it didn't have time to evaluate significant changes and needed additional information from federal agencies. Brookfield appealed to a D.C. court, saying that in its denial, Maine effectively waived its right to participate in the relicensing process by not following certain requirements. But the court rejected that argument last week. Sean Mahoney with the Conservation Law Foundation says the ruling will ensure that the state will play a role in the dam relicensing process.
And it is the state's obligation to protect those water quality standards and to make sure that any project that has an impact on those standards is up to snuff.
A Brookfield spokesperson says that the company is still reviewing the decision and notes that federal regulators have issued a draft environmental impact statement supporting the company's proposal. Maine's new paid family and medical leave program is one small step closer to rollout. The State Department of Labor closed comments on the proposed rules for the program on Monday. It will allow many workers to take up to 12 weeks of paid leave a year to care for a sick family member or bond with a newborn, an adopted child, or a foster child. Program Director Luke Monahan says employers and their workers will have to pay into the system starting in January, but benefits won't begin until almost 2 years from now.
Benefits eligibility will begin May 1st, 2026. And this really is a broad-reaching law that, applies to almost all employees and employers in Maine.
The department now has 120 days to review the comments and finalize the rules or make revisions and get further public comment. When devastating winter storms wreaked havoc on Maine's coastal homes and businesses, they also destroyed critical beach habitat for the state's endangered shorebirds. But biologists say that while populations of piping plovers have rebounded and appear to be doing well, their future success is tied to how people respond to rising oceans and fierce storms powered by climate change. Peter McGuire reports.
So if you look right up here, you see that tiny, tiny chick. It's about this big.
It's a bright, blustery morning in Scarborough, and Rachel King just spotted endangered piping plover chicks skittering at the edge of a broad, sandy beach.
There's an adult, and then it almost looks like a fly buzzing across the beach. Yep.
That's a welcome sight for King, a biologist hired by a nearby golf club to help manage the private beach. She's on a three-member survey team taking stock of nest sites for plovers and least terns, another endangered shorebird. The live chick sightings are particularly encouraging in the wake of powerful storms this winter that tore into Maine's coastline, carving chunks out of beach dunes that plovers call home. Sand movement is natural, says Laura Minakzitsky, head of Maine Audubon's Coastal Bird Program. But these storms were different.
Beaches change all the time, but it was concerning because it did seem like there was more loss of sand than we're used to.
And as a warming climate pushes up sea levels and drives more extreme storms, Zitsky says the birds' future success depends on how humans choose to adapt.
It is really how we respond to that change. Do we let the beaches move like they want to move? If so, then the birds will be able to figure things out. But if we put up hardscape and make it so that we can't move with the beaches, that will be more problematic for the birds.
Decades of development have interrupted the wide sandy beaches plovers need to nest. The population in Maine was down to just a handful of breeding pairs back in the early 80s. Last year, nearly 160 nesting pairs were sighted. While Laura Minnick-Zitsky keeps a close eye on plovers for Maine Audubon, her husband Brad Zitsky serves as state shorebird biologist at the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife.
We have the market cornered on piping plover work in Maine, yes.
Zitsky says storm restoration efforts have increasingly moved away from rebuilding seawalls that disrupt natural beach patterns and toward restoring dunes with native grasses and other natural methods. And despite tensions between advocates for homeowner rights, public beach access, and conservation, more people seem invested in avoiding artificial barriers to stop oncoming ocean waters.
The future is using more of these nature-based projects to try to get out in front of accelerating sea level rise and these powerful storms that we've seen.
Back in Scarborough, Laura Zitsky and the survey team spot a couple of least turned chicks sheltering in the dune grass.
Oh my God, I wonder if they're the ones that survived. Oh, I just saw it.
A noisy flock of terns swoops overhead. Like plovers, these small white birds are endangered in Maine. But on this beach, they seem to be thriving, helped out by a fresh sand dump from a river dredged this winter. But biologist Rachel King says to protect these species in future years, the best thing people using the beaches can do is to be conscious of them.
Just remembering that this is a wild space, and we are guests here, and everybody's welcome to enjoy it. Of course, you want to enjoy the beach, but enjoy it as it is. You're in nature, and this is the way it's supposed to be, so let it do what it needs to do, and things will, nature finds a way.
And as state shorebird biologist Brad Zitsky says, what's good for the beach is good for the birds, and vice versa. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, we'll talk about summer gardening in Maine. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thank you for listening.